want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Welcome to another week in beautiful Brevard County, Florida, where we're going to be talking about the Word of God and its real life applications. And the title of this program is to refresh, and our verse that we use is, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." We pray that this is like a little oasis for your spirit, where you can get prepared for the day, or if you're listening at 5 o'clock during the rebroadcast, if you have had a rough day, that it can be a little bit of a refreshing before you get home and deal with dinner and the activities of the night and things of that nature. So thanks for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. One of the reasons we are able to be here is the folks at Wyrick Air is based in Rockledge, Florida. They've been providing professional sales services and repairs for 50 years. They work primarily in air conditioning and heating and electrical arenas. They do work in residential settings and some light commercial settings. And it's not just an 8-to-5 thing for them. If you're one of their customers and have an emergency arises, they provide emergency service when necessary as well. I know that because I've been with them when an emergency call came in, and they made provisions for that to get dealt with right away. So they strive to provide the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you're thinking you may need a new air conditioner service company, these are the folks that I use. We use them at church. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida over in the Geneva area. And he is very passionate about his relationship with God and representing God well in his business. Their license numbers are CAC 182-1309. They travel all throughout Brevard County. And great, great people to deal with. So 321-632-9538 may be a great resource for you to give them a call. I called them, or didn't call them. I talked to them back in October and said, hey, you know, I'd heard a little bit of a louder sound coming from my unit than what I was accustomed to. And I said, you think I could have you come out and just take a look at things and make sure that they are ready? I like to deal with small problems rather than big problems. So they arranged a time for me to come out and to take a look at things, and all of that is money well spent. So we want to say thank you to Wyrick Air, WEIRICH, for believing in the Refresh Radio program and making this broadcast possible to a large extent. So thank you today for turning in. We're going to return to Psalm 118 today. Psalm 118. I'm going to begin reading at verse number... I'll begin reading at verse number 14, and then we're going to resume our study down around verse number 19. We had covered 14 and 15. On Friday's program, sorry. Verse number 14. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, and you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. So, interesting thought occurred to me, and this is after, you know, what I shared on Friday's broadcast. But in verse number 15, it says, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. And righteousness is not something that we attain on ourselves. It is a condition that is manifest in our life because the Lord is our righteousness. And on Friday's program, I was talking about how our home should be a home of rejoicing, and our home should be a home of salvation, and our home should be a place of righteousness. But I'd also like to say this. God's voice is also a voice of rejoicing. In Zephaniah chapter 3, it talks about God rejoicing over his people. A lot of people really struggle with that. They think of God as somber, as, you know, just extremely formal and almost like a dry legislative session. But I will have you know that that is not the way that heaven is described in the Word of God. Heaven is a place of rejoicing. It's a place of worship. And so when God speaks to us, it talks about his people being the apple of his eye. It talks about that we can do things that please God, that are a delight to him. And so I want to, you know, throw out the possibility this morning that not only are we supposed to rejoice in our homes and experience salvation, but the God who saves and the one who brings righteousness into the life of a fallen and sinful people, but that are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, that means that God speaks not just in church, but he also speaks in our home. Our relationship with God is not an hour on Sunday mornings. Our relationship with God is supposed to be a continual presence of covenant relationship. And it's not, oh, no, I have to do this, but instead it's rejoicing. And so there was a movie, and The War Room, I believe, was the name of it. And it talked about a lady who had lived for quite a while and had been through some things, and she had a place in her room that it was the place where she did spiritual warfare. It wasn't like it couldn't take place anyplace else, but it was a place where she had designated to meet with God. And I would think our society would be operating in a lot more prosperous and blessed manner if we opened up our homes to the voice of God. You know, if you don't have a Bible, you can get one. I mean, there's digital versions, there's online study tools, a whole lot of resources that are out there. But if you own one and don't use it, it's of no value. So when God speaks, it can be a voice of rejoicing as well. Listen, when the father leans over and says, Jesus, go get your bride, he's not going to have to tell him twice. There's not going to be any, okay, I'll get to that here in just a minute. I'm a little busy right at the moment. None of that's going to happen. It is going to be, I'm ready, let's go. And I can tell you that when it, the Bible describes that that trip as happening in the twinkling of an eye. So make sure you're prepared and you're ready. Make sure you're enjoying the voice of the Lord and the presence of the Lord here and now, because this is just the staging ground for what we're going to experience for all of eternity. So it says in verse number 17, again, this is the psalmist, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. We've got family members. By the way, I have a family member whose birthday is today. They live in another part of the country, but happy birthday. I got another family member whose birthday is coming up Wednesday. Happy birthday. Hope that they both have fantastic days. But I've got family members who, the finish line of their earthly journey is a whole lot closer than the starting line of their earthly journey. And, you know, I've got people in the church that are the same, and, you know, unless the Lord just gives me an extraordinarily prolonged life, I'm closer to the finish line than I am to the starting line. The psalmist here says, I shall not die, but live. Now, my favorite personal encounter with this particular mindset was my grandmother. My grandmother lived on her own until she was 96 and a half. And she was having a health event, and they took her to the hospital, and they said she wasn't going to make it. So my uncle flew in from where he lives. I flew in from here, from Florida. We landed about 20 minutes apart and connected at the airport, rode to the hospital. And before my grandmother went to the hospital and she went by ambulance, she told her daughter, said, oh, don't call the ambulance yet. I want to take a shower and get my hair done. Everywhere she went, she wanted to be, now not, she was 96 and a half, she wanted to be the prettiest 85-year-old out there. And so she didn't want to go out looking unkempt or anything of that nature. So 96 and a half, and they are telling her that she's just got a couple of days to live. And when my uncle and I got there, there's all sorts of family already in the room and things like that. And she looked over and saw her son and saw me, and I will never forget this. She was sitting there in the bed, and she made this statement. You know, I've got such a wonderful family. I've decided I'm not going to die right now. I'm going to live. And I will tell you this, that the challenges in your life are designed by the enemy to take you out. And many times that happens through the breaking of our will to live. What happened with my grandmother was, in spite of the declarations of, you know, departure that had been announced over her, they she ended up rebounding. They did a medical procedure, and she lived for another 5 years, almost to the day. She ended up celebrating her 100th birthday. She celebrated her 101st birthday, and she didn't quite make it to her 102nd. But, you know, she said, I'm not going to die. I'm going to live. Well, there are a lot of people who are not dead, but they're not living. They're just existing. I sometimes try and stretch my brain to figure out what other people's lives look like. Because one of the things I've learned from, you know, pastoring Merit Assembly of God for over half of my life is that everybody tends to think that everybody else's life operates at the same schedule that theirs does, that they think the same way and that they process things the same way. So when my mother was alive, we had this conversation. I said, so, Mom, are y'all going to move down to Florida here and join us? And actually, I've got to get the story right here. In the right sequence, we would have conversations on the phone, and I would tell her what my schedule was like, and her and my father would say, there's no way that you can be that busy. No way you can be that busy. And so then they came for a visit, and we always try to make as much time as possible for them whenever they did come to visit. And then they went home, and after they had returned home, then that's when I had this conversation. I said, so, Mom, are you all going to come down and live in Florida? And her response was, oh, no, there's no way. You all are way too busy. You see, that they had a pace of life, and it wasn't static. It wasn't stationary. It was a pretty active schedule. I mean, they had cattle that they raised and things that they were taking care of, going to church and worshiping the Lord and family events. And so it's not like they were just sitting around twiddling their thumbs. But it wasn't until they came and experienced the frenzied schedule that my wife and I were keeping that they said, oh no, your lifestyle, your activity schedule is way busier than what we are able to handle. So I've had people who were, that they didn't go any place. They didn't have anything to do other than, you know, just go to church once a week or something like that. And they thought that everybody else had as much availability as what they did. And so I don't want to be a person who has exchanged existing when God has called me to live and to thrive. Now, verse number 17 describes what that lifestyle, a believer's lifestyle, is supposed to look like. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. We used to sing a song and it says, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. And I'm going to praise his name. You and I are, as long as we have breath, we can still pray. As long as we have breath, we can still praise the Lord. As long as we have breath, we still have purpose. We can still grow. And we can still make an impact by sharing the things that God has done. So testimonies that I know that are true testimonies, real life testimonies, I still share those. When I encounter a new testimony, I share those. I believe that look what the Lord has done sets the foundation for look what the Lord is doing. I believe it builds faith and it builds courage. And so verse 15 and verse number 16 both say this, the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. It's time that our modern society saw some people who said, I'm still alive. God is the one who orders my days, numbers my days, and I'm going to use each one of those days to declare the things that the Lord has done. It says, verse number 19, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them and I will praise the Lord. Praising the Lord is oftentimes a matter of our will. It's not just a good intention. That instead, you and I have to set our face, set our agenda, set our course, and say, I'm going to praise the Lord. As long as there is breath in my lungs, I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to tell of the things that he's done, because there are people that God will create divine appointments for me that need to know that God is still active and still doing things. He's still hearing prayers. I want you to remember that. We're going to talk about that a little bit more in the coming verses here on tomorrow's program. But God is listening to prayers. He's answering prayers in a glorious way. And when you and I praise the Lord, we've already talked in Psalm 22, I believe it is, that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. He's enthroned on the praises of his people. And so we have got to decide, hey, when the doors of the house of God are open, I'm going there. Now listen, you're going to be ministered to. The word of the Lord's going to go forth, and something's going to strike its mark in your heart. It's going to be a wonderful time of receiving, but there has also got to be this determination. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to go through the doors. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to be an exhibit of the master craftsmanship that the Lord has exhibited in my life. And I'm going to go in there as a vessel of praise. I'm going to put on the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I'm going to go in. I'm going to praise him. There are going to be people who know that God is worthy of praise. So we all have decisions that we make. We make time for the things that are important for us. We make the financial resources available. And so you and I, we've got to allow our spirit to tell our mind and tell our vocal cords, tell our body, this is what's going to happen. You know, a lot of times negative emotions try to exert their voice and make themselves the voice of authority. For the believer, that is not supposed to be the case. A lot of times our physical body is tired because we've run so much. And our physical body says, look, this is what I want, this is what I need, and it tries to exert its authority. But we need to put our spiritual authority in the place that it determines the course of actions, not our emotions, not our physical body, but we've got to say, look, I'm going to the house of God to praise the God of the house, and I will praise him. If they don't sing the song, I will sing my own song. I will praise the Lord. I get blessed whenever I see some videos about children who are being raised in the house of the Lord, and they're being raised to worship the Lord, and they may not fully understand all of the dynamics that they're going through, but you know, when kids are taught to worship the Lord and enjoy his presence, I believe that we are going to set a foundation in place that is going to yield healthy spiritual fruit for a long, long time. It says, this is the gate through which the righteous shall enter. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I don't know what your challenges look like. I don't know what problems you may be facing, but I can tell you this. There is a blessing when you praise God individually, and there is also an exponential factor whenever we praise the Lord in a corporate situation. One of the things that is a real blessing to me is whenever I get to go away and I get to sit in a service where I'm not in charge of the service or anything like that, I just get to be a worshiper. I just get to join with others. I get to have my spiritual ears open. God, what would you say to me? Because I know what I'm going to say to you. I'm going to say this. I will not die. I will live. I will declare the works of the Lord, and I will go through the gates of righteousness, and I will praise the Lord. I hope you will join me in making that happen today for you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.